It is so lovely to have you here. It means that you have grabbed a snippet of time for you, and that is brilliant. Here at the Ultimate Mums Club podcast, I hope to provide you with a supportive and informative listen. We will be hearing from many different mums, listening to their stories, as well as speaking to experts offering their guidance in those more challenging times. I will also be sharing my journey as a mum and how I juggle being mum alongside running my own business and finding some kind of time to myself. Let's get cracking. The Ultimate Mums Club podcast has been brought to you by my very own business, Any Little Thing Limited. We are a home help service for the elderly and vulnerable. If you're looking at starting up your own business and you're not really sure where to start, but you enjoy giving back to the community, you love to help others, and you want to have that flexibility that works around you and your family, then please do get in touch. We have franchise opportunities available across the UK, and we'd be absolutely pleased to tell you more about that. Alternatively, you may just want to join our team. We currently operate in Billericay, Wickford, Basildon and Brentwood in Essex, and we're always looking to expand on our team. So please do contact us by emailing info@anylittlething.co.uk. Hi fellow mummies, it has been a while. Whew. What has been happening? So much has happened. I think it's probably been at least a year since I've recorded a podcast. I would apologise, but I've been told that you shouldn't apologise for things that you don't need to apologise for. It's just been chaotic, I'm not going to lie. And I'm only human myself. I'm not superhuman. And sometimes one or two things have to sit by the wayside until you find yourself again. And that's exactly what's happened. And I feel really sort of drawn to bringing this podcast to you. It's something that I've thought about weekly since I last did a podcast, and that's a lot of thoughts. So here I am, back, present, and raw and honest. There's been a lot that's happened, and let me just think. I mean, for those of you that know me and follow me and are part of our Facebook community, I've got married. That took up a lot of time planning that. We lost our dog Indy, sadly. A few months after that, we got another dog, so we got a puppy. Seb has started school. We have had ups and downs in the business, like you always do and expect to see. So, you know, with the rise and fall of economy and rise and fall of people sort of, you know, approach to what they're going to do next in life due to the lovely pandemic, the business has been up and down as well. So it's just been so manic. For those of you that know that I have a hobby as well, my horse, my beloved horse, who means so much to me. She's getting older now. There's things happening with her. I've got an insurance claim going through at the moment for her arthritis, but I think there's a lot more going on there. So that's a constant stress. Studying and trying to keep up with my studies, because I don't think I've mentioned this to you before, but I started an equine massage course because I'm qualified in human massage. So I took on an equine massage course all those years ago, just before I had Seppi. And I've put it off and put it off. And the tutor has now said to me that I have to complete within a certain time frame because it's ridiculous. So I've got that to think about as well. So lots has been happening, lots been going on, and yeah, I'm only human, and I am now back and bringing this podcast to you, as I said. So this is just a short, sharp introductory episode to tell you how I've been really and what's been going on. I obviously am present in the Facebook group, so at times I haven't been as busy as I'd like to be posting in there, but the plans for the future of this podcast alongside the Facebook group is to do the same thing, bring experts to you, friends of mine, fellow mums, anyone that wants to share their story basically, so do get in touch if that's you, and support you on your journey in motherhood, parenthood, it's a tough game, especially when you are a business owner. And we have a lot of business owners in the group. So my thoughts are that if you would like to feature on the podcast, then you can by all means tell us all about what you do in the Facebook group for as long as your podcast is airing. So that's my plan. But yeah, I just wanted to have a little bit of honesty with you, really, because I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't tell you that I suppose I've been procrastinating because I have been a little bit anxious alongside being manically busy. Some of my friends are like, how do you do it, Lucy? But I've also been thinking like, oh, what will people think? You know, why would they listen to my podcast? What is it going to bring to me? But I really enjoy helping people, and that's what it comes down to. I enjoy helping people in my business alongside Lisa, my business partner. I enjoy helping my friends. I enjoy helping my family, all of my customers. I love helping my customers. And so this is another thing where I get to help you. It's another platform where we get to do that. And everyone likes different modes of platforms, don't they? So it's really just a case of wanting to help as many people as possible. And that's what this is here for. I think also as well, I need to be honest in the respect that I speak about sort of building on your confidence and building on what you believe in and what you want to do and what you want to follow and achieve. So if I don't work on that myself, then I am being, as I said, a little bit of a hypocrite because I'm asking you to do those things. And sometimes life just takes a little bit of a change to the left or the right. And sometimes you feel a bit lost, and that's okay. It's about sort of processing how you feel. And this is what works for me. I turn to those people, those amazing people that I've connected with throughout the pandemic, when obviously connecting with people online became a much bigger thing than it was before. Because obviously we're all at home, stuck indoors with our children. But I tap into those people's, you know, how they come across, whether it be reading one of their books or tuning into one of their podcasts or engaging in their Facebook group wholeheartedly for however long I need to. It's about tapping into where I need that help and support. And that's why I love our Facebook community so much, and I love talking to you on this podcast, and I didn't want to let it go because you never know. You never know, and opportunities pop up all the time. And I'm not saying you have to grab every single opportunity and do every single thing and do what I do, buy every single book to scribble in, or, you know, journals or what have you. You have to do what works for you. And I find it quite cathartic talking to you guys. And in some respects, you do more for me than I do for you, because I get to voice how I feel. I get to speak to wonderful experts. I've got some really great guests lined up for you. And then I get to present it to you. How amazing is that? And I promise that I will deliver a podcast to you at least once a month with an amazing expert or some tips from myself, because I think it's really important to keep on top of that. And I really want to keep bringing those things to you. But bear with me, you know, I'm a mum myself, a working mum. Things go up and down. But that is what I plan to do for you all. And I'm really excited about it. I enjoy helping others. Why should I drop this podcast and let my anxieties or doubts take over? It's just not what I do. So if you haven't done already, please do come and join us in our Facebook group. And in the forthcoming podcasts, as I said, I promise to bring you some support. You know, we've got pinned back to previous podcasts. I know there's not many there, but we spoke to some really great people before I took a break from this podcast. And then I've got some coaches lined up that are also mums themselves, and some people that can help us with our parenting skills. So I'm really, really excited to bring all of that to you. And I just hope that you get as much out of this podcast as I do. I'm going to go for now, and I will catch up with you soon. But I just wanted to say hi, and I'm coming back for you. And I look forward to what the future holds. Speak to you soon, everybody. So that's it for this episode of the Ultimate Mums Club podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would subscribe and rate the show on iTunes or here on Podbean. I hope that it has helped contribute towards you recharging your batteries and doing something for you. Are you a part of our Facebook community? All of the details on how you can join will be in the show notes below. We would love to see you there. It's an amazing group of mummies where the experts featured on this show will share even more of their knowledge. So come join us. Bye for now and see you next time at the Ultimate Mums Club podcast.